As I proceeded with this training process, training others, at first people who happened to be interested in this brainwave training process, and then gradually more and more people who were suffering from some form of symptomology that I had associated with stress, as I proceeded with this, I found that this training process and the practicing of altering attention from this more diffuse peripheral awareness to a more narrow focused objective awareness, as is appropriate in emergency, I noticed that symptoms disappeared. And even when people did nothing to try to relax or directly affect their symptoms, their symptoms disappeared. In time, I began to realize that the dissolving pain process also was associated with a different form of attention, a form of attention associated with peripheral, expanded peripheral awareness. An event that happened to me brought this home most clearly. I was working at NASA Ames Research Laboratory in California as a research fellow, and I was suffering at the time from the pain associated with kidney stones, which, as some of you may know, is a very extreme form of pain. It was so extreme that it broke through all of my defenses. I had no way to control it, and I actually shuddered when I experienced this pain. My whole body went into a shudder, involuntary shudder. And it was so painful, and I was so upset by this pain, emotionally and just directly by the pain itself, that I was considering extreme measures to end the pain. No drugs worked to control the pain. No drugs that I had been prescribed or had tried. And as I was considering this pain and how to deal with it, I tried distracting myself by actually hurting other parts of my body, trying to draw my attention away from this pain. In any case, none of my pain control strategies, my old pain control strategies, worked for me. And I realized that something altogether different would have to be tried. And all of a sudden, I realized that I hadn't tried entering into the pain. All my strategies involved removing myself from the pain, distancing myself, resisting, avoiding, distracting myself from the pain. So instantly, knowing that I'd be too afraid of this pain to do it slowly, instantly I overturned my old strategy and I turned into the pain. I dove right into the heart of the pain and I immersed myself in it. I became one with it as best I could. And instantly, my inner life brightened. That is, it was like a light came into my awareness. And there was no pain. It was as if a miracle had occurred. I knew what had occurred. I knew what I did. And I came out into this awareness, which is, let's say, as enlightening as anything I had ever experienced in my life. And it lasted for one day. While I was relating to people, I was lighter physically and brighter. And this is after I'd had this earlier experience with brainwave training while I was a professor at the State University in New York. The next day, the pain started again, and I instantly dove right back into the heart of the pain and again came into this bright light, which again lasted for a considerable amount of time. In any case, it took me a few years to realize, to process this event and understand what had occurred in relation to attentional change. In fact, I now see two major dimensions of attention. One is how narrow attention is at one end of this dimension, and how broad it is at the other end of this dimension. How much peripheral awareness it contains. And a second dimension, which is independent of the first one, is how objective I am, that is, how remote I am from my experience. And at the other end of the same dimension, how immersed I am in my experience. How much at one with my experience I am, as I was with this pain. After leaving the university, I moved into a clinical setting in which I applied these skills, these techniques, brainwave training techniques, multi-channel brainwave training techniques, and the beginnings of the open focus exercise process to a clinical population. Clearly, the people who, the clients of mine who came for biofeedback training did not intend to have the symptoms they had. They didn't set out at some point in their life to become tense, to become stressed, and to have a wide variety of symptoms. But in fact, they did end up having many symptoms. And the question was, why? Why do so many of us come down with symptoms? Well, symptoms like anxiety, depression, insomnia, and various kinds of physical pain and discomfort. And to me, the answer to this question depended on what happened to these same symptoms when I taught my clients how to narrow their focus more clearly, better even than they had been doing, how to diffuse their attention, open their awareness to include a lot of peripheral experience while they were paying attention, as I taught them to objectify their experience and to enter into their experience. What happened to these symptoms? Well, in every case, with no exception, there was an amelioration of symptomology. That is, the symptoms decreased and even disappeared altogether as they learned to practice this attentional flexibility, which is at the heart of a healthy system. Attentional flexibility requires that the appropriate form of attention be applied to the appropriate condition. And when nothing particular is happening, we observe animals just rather naturally gravitating toward this homeostasis, which is associated with a very diffuse attention and a very immersed attention. That is, they seem to be immersed in their own experience at that time. Their own experience, including all their senses, not just physical, although that too. So, having this experience with so many clients gradually encouraged me to develop further this system of exercises called Open Focus, which I am sharing with you now. And it is now 30 years since I began this research, and the fact that brainwave activity is directly connected with attention, and that brainwave flexibility is associated with attentional flexibility, makes EEG biofeedback training or brainwave biofeedback training a crucial element in learning to optimize function. It is shown itself to be effective and beneficial to remediate symptoms of many different kinds, to avoid the recurrence of these symptoms, and to optimize function. In answer to the question, you know, we never set out to become tense and stressed and have symptoms. How did this come about? The answer gradually emerged that it came about because we became rigid in the way we paid attention to the world. We tended to pay attention to the world in emergency-oriented way, which is narrow focus, objective, and effortful.